Commercial salmon values were at record highs across Norton Sound this summer as the commercial harvest winds down. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologists, including Jim Menard, say strong chum and silver runs drove record-breaking revenue in the region.
The last 5 years, the commercial harvest in the chum salmon fishery has been the best in 25 years. And then you combine that run that we've had with the commercial fishing on top of this year's silver salmon run. This is the fourth greatest commercial harvest we've ever had in the silver run for Norton Sound.
And with regional buyers like Norton Sound Seafood Products paying between $1 and $2 per silver, Menard says this year is likely to be one of the highest grossing for fishermen in the region.
So this year is going to be a record payment to Norton Sound fishermen of over $1.5 million. And in 4 of the last 5 years, we've gone over $1 million in payments to the fishermen. So, I mean, this will be a record this year.
This comes in stark contrast to just 12 years ago, back in 2002, a year Menard says was one of the worst on record.
That was the absolute bottom. We only had 12 permits fished that year. That's how low things were. And, I mean, they made under $3,000. And now, the last few years, we've had over 120 permits fished. So it's become a much more driver of economics and helping out the villages. It was just wonderful to see all that.
Contributing to the recent success of fishing operations in the region includes a glut of buyers. Menard says the fishery in Kotzebue is one example. 12 years ago, there were no local buyers at all for commercial salmon, and the commercial fishery almost dried up as a result. And even though the salmon eventually returned, buyers were slow to do the same. This year, however, the Kotzebue commercial fishery had a total of 3 local buyers, driving up the value of salmon in the region. Commercial fishermen brought in an estimated $3 million this year, making 2014 the second greatest commercial run on record, falling just short of the $3.25 million record set in 1981. Still, Menard says he's hesitant to point to this year's outstanding chum and silver runs as a new normal for the region.
Things tend to go up and down, and of course we don't expect fishing to be as good next year, but we don't see it crashing either. So we are definitely on the rebound here in Norton Sound, and things are going really well.
While one great season doesn't guarantee continued success, Menard says he's hopeful that this season represents an ongoing trend for the region.